minutes ago. 10 minutes ago.
And I quote.
What did I say?
And I quote, some of you guys might not make it. End quote.
That doesn't sound like me.
That sounds exactly like you.
Well.
Besides the voice.
I don't know. Maybe. It was me. The lovable. Might make it, and you might not make it.
Roll those dice every day you wake up.
Welcome back.
Oh, you want to do it?
Go for it. I don't care.
Go for it.
Welcome back to Dads and Dragons, part 3 of War of the Spark.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, let's go around the table to my left.
BJ playing Zophius, and to my left.
Jack playing Skylar, and to my left.
Alex playing Yarvin, and to my left.
Scott playing Turtlin.
And I'm Ryan, I'm your DM. Welcome back to part 3 of the War of the Spark here on Dads and Dragons. Gideon is also here. You don't know who Gideon is. Well, no, Boros clan would know who Gideon is. He's worked with the Boros Legion before.
Okay.
And he's just a really tough dude. He's a gladiator. He's a fighter.
He's the guy that got swarmed by zombies.
Yeah, in the preview, he's the guy that was fighting the zombies and stuff like that in the trailer. But he flies over everyone on a Pegasus and shouts down that we must stand. We must make a stand. We must fight together, all of us. Planeswalkers, Ravnikans, all the guilds, we must fight together. Push them back, push them back. And he goes flying into battle. And that rallies the people behind him, and they start rushing. And the Planeswalkers and the guards, the Boros Legion, tons of Gruul warriors start flooding in, and the fight starts anew with all the zombies. Next to you appears a young man and a little dog.
What's his name? Zingley or something. I know he makes it so all you guys can tap for mana.
I remember what he does. I just don't remember who he is.
Don't remember. I can cost 3, 2 and a green. It starts with 3 loyalty counters and it puts a 1/+1 counter on target creature. Just can't remember his name.
Give up?
Yeah.
So this is Jong Yanggu and his dog Mowu. Mowu has
definitely wouldn't have got
Mowu has 3 tails.
Oh, cool.
And kind of follows him along and stuff like that.
I steal the dog.
You can't do that.
Yeah, no.
It's a
against stealing dog. The money, but the dog, it's gotta be yours.
Here's a picture of him.
Yeah.
He's got a wicker hat, like a rice field hat, strapped on his back.
I've seen that before.
I told you. I know exactly what he does. Just can't remember the name.
And he walks up, and obviously he's dressed not from Ravnica at all, and does not look like he belongs. But
I'm now wearing 15 t-shirts.
But he says, I believe that, yes, I can sense something underground, perhaps like tunnels.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like there's some kind of life underground, too.
Yeah, we don't talk about them much.
so you realize that he's talking about the Golgari that live underground.
We don't talk about them much.
Who has a contact in the Golgari?
That's me.
That's me.
Well, you have a not a rival, but somebody that you're
it's
suspect,
for me.
But you have a
Golgari shaman that can Rakdos talks to me about.
Yeah, can we get a Rakdos and more Boros?
Can the cult of Rakdos just summon Rakdos?
I have a
contact
in Golgari. He's a shaman that gives me guidance and
Like spiritual advice and stuff like that. Just
like
kind of strange that you know you're at the same time of being a Gruul trying to balance that out, but. And so you don't talk to a lot of people about it, but what's his name? Let's get a name for him.
Gerard.
How many Golgari are named Jerrod?
Quite a few.
All of them.
They are all Jerrod.
Let's see. What are some good Golgari names?
Oh, I have an instructor.
Caleb.
Caleb. Great.
Calabe Lame. No, I don't know.
I like it. It was
sure, Caleb.
Caleb. You can spell it weird. You can spell it with a U or a Y.
I'll spell it with a K.
Okay.
What's its race?
I was spelling it with a K.
Wait.
What's Caleb's race? Is it a Gorgon?
Or what else is there?
Sit down.
Elf, fairy, giant, goblin, god, golem, gorgon, horror, human, kithnin, core, merfolk, minotaur, moonfolk, naga, ogre, orc, praetor, sphinx, tree fork.
The tree fork!
Troll, vampire, fork. Angel, avatar, centaur, cephalid, demon, djinn, dragon, dryad, dwarf, eldrazi, and elemental.
He's a god.
Okay, he's not a god. All right. I'll let you pick from three. He could be an elf, a minotaur like you, or a human.
Which one? An elemental.
No.
Oh, he'll be an elf.
An elf. Okay. All right. Caleb, the elf. So Jong suggests that perhaps that would be a good place for all of these civilians to go hide with the dead zombies.
People. Yeah, dead people.
The zombies in the cult.
Well, they're not all dead people.
They just understand that life and death are the two parts of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Two heads of the same coin.
And they're
it's two sides of the same coin. Heads is a side of the coin.
You know that, so where you go to visit Caleb is not far from here. There's an entrance to his tunnels that's maybe about 4 blocks away or so.
Okay. Well, we'll leave the fighting to them. And hey, guys, want to go? I know this guy that is a Golgari person. It was fine.
This is true.
He's not far from here. He's about 4 blocks away. Should we go there? Yeah.
I think we should tell the civilians to go.
Nah.
Nah. They're fine. Yeah.
They'll live.
We'll just go.
So we got a buddy. Let's go.
Let's take who we can.
Maybe he'll have
food.
Lead him down there.
Let's take the dog.
Each person make a charisma check, a persuasion check. See how many people you can persuade.
It's gone.
So 10 plus whatever you roll.
I got 15.
15?
Are we also adding
So whatever you roll persuasion? Above 10.
17. Sorry.
So 5, 7.
Whatever you roll above 10.
Yeah, add your persuasion.
22.
So 12. So 5, 7 plus...
I got 26 12, plus 10.
So 12 plus 12, that's 24.
I got 26 plus 10.
You got 26?
I mean, 16 plus 10.
Yeah, 16. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So 6 more. So 24, 30. So you get a group of about 30 people.
Whatever you get over 10.
Yeah, whatever you get over 10, not plus 10.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
There you go. So you get a group of about 30 people that you start leading them towards these Golgari caverns.
Hey, Caleb, we're bringing people. Yeah. Have fun.
Okay. So Caleb meets you there, or you find him there just below the surface. He's not a fighter. He's trying to stay out of the way of stuff. He recognizes you. At first, he's a little concerned about all of these people coming here. What do you tell him?
Well, there's zombies coming, and we need to
it's
give
like, what's
them...
wrong with zombies? I have some of my best friends are zombies, young man.
Well, they're trying to kill everybody.
Hostile
zombies. Oh, those
zombies.
Kind of zombies. I see.
From Omniket. Omniket?
I don't think we knew that.
He doesn't know what Omniket is.
From some far-off place that we don't know. And then there's this big dragon and these four huge guys. They're just destroying everything.
He looks at the big group of people and he said, this is very irregular for us to bring these people in. Perhaps if they die today, then perhaps they die.
Well, guys, let's go somewhere else.
Do you want to try it? You're just going to give up on him? What do you want to do? Come on, convince him.
Persuade him.
Deception.
Can they stay here until it stops? The fighting dies down and it's not as dangerous.
All right. What would you say to convince them that maybe it's not their time to die today?
Well, if they dang. I don't know what to say.
All right. Any suggestions? You guys could pipe in too if you want. You're all there.
I need to search up cricket noises.
What would you say to convince them that maybe it's not their time to die today?
This is not their natural path. This is something else.
Oh, okay. He understands natural path. So, yeah, okay. All right, make a persuasion check.
I just think they shouldn't die.
You just don't like death in general, as a general rule.
16 that's on my persuasion. One second.
Oh, okay. Great. He understands that, yeah, this doesn't seem very natural. You know, clearly something very supernatural is happening right now. So, and something not very Ravnican at all, in fact. So if these people are not from Ravnica, they don't understand the culture here and they're not part of that, then maybe, okay. He says, come, we can lead them deeper into the caverns. And you go through basically down. I mean, you're going down into the sewers and then from below the sewers into these giant caverns that are covered in moss and algae and stuff like that. Some of it is bioluminescent and glows green and a blue and these colors that light up these caverns underneath. And you lead these people down underneath and there's, you know, it smells like kind of rotting down here. It doesn't smell great, but it's a lot better than dying. It's a lot better than dying up on the surface there.
Would you rather smell this or die?
Right. Exactly. Okay. So you lead them down and Caleb says, I will take care of them and watch for anyone else. Please send them this direction and give them the secret to open the gates. And you know what it is because you come and visit him. They have to twist something the right way or do something.
I'll come with them and do it.
Flick the door.
You have to flick the door.
Well, actually, there's moss covering one side that you just go through around the gate.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So you don't.
It's like a hidden entrance.
The gate is like very reinforced. Yeah. The gate is very reinforced.
Gotcha. Okay. As you get back up to the surface, the fight is continuing on. In fact, you see this giant building, which you guys recognize as the Parhelion, which is a flying warship that looks like a giant T, like a Tron type building flying around. And it's actually shooting rays that look like, you know, laser beams, but they're rays of radiant energy.
Giant heat rays.
Yeah, giant heat rays that it's shooting down at people and stuff. But even that is no match for giant god zombies as they fight back against it and it has to eventually pull back. It gets wounded or just starts to smoke and, you know, it's not wounded. It doesn't get wounded. It gets damaged and has to pull back finally. The battle is not going well. Also, make another perception check.
I didn't do very well. I got an 8.
7.
I got 14.
14, 8.
7.
7.
I got a 19.
A 19, okay.
We're not very good.
Anybody that rolled over a 15 spots something a little bit different. There's a planeswalker fighting a group of zombies, and one of the zombies now grabs him right on the arm and then grabs his chest, and suddenly he starts to glow. And you can see this spark of energy, this ball that comes out of his body. And when it does, the planeswalker kind of dries up instantly into it, becomes mummified.
Can I run at the spark?
The spark flies up. And for everybody that rolled higher than a 15, you see that the sky is starting to fill up with these streaks of light that are all getting sent over towards Nicol Bolas on his citadel.
How far can you guys throw me?
Oh, shoot.
I'm pretty sure I could throw you.
And
can you throw me at a spark?
Wait, is Jack still big?
What's that?
Is Skylar still big?
You've about worn out of your strength now.
Can he still throw me with like the last of his power at a spark?
You want to try and touch a spark?
I want to see if I get vaporized.
Oh, I see. make a dexterity check.
I want to see if or I die.
Make an acrobatics check. See if you can run up and grab it.
19.
Oh, wow. Great. So you reach up to grab it, and it like shocks you. But then it keeps on flying away.
It would get vaporized.
Can we just like throw a net? Can we get a bag?
Yeah.
Just throw a net.
I grab one with my t-shirt this time.
Catch it with the jar.
Right. So these sparks are getting absorbed into the gem that's in between Nicol Bolas's horns.
Can we shoot it?
And you can see that he's growing stronger and stronger as this dark energy starts glowing off of him.
Let's shoot it.
I cast Firebolt.
Yeah, just aim everything right there. Go.
Where's the guild leaders when you need them?
I know, right?
18 to hit the giant stone with a
Niv-Mizzet show out of nowhere?
It's too far away. It's out of range for your arrows, sorry.
Is it 120 feet away?
Yes, it's more than that. It's several hundred yards away, so football fields away. And then he's up on top of the building on top of all that, too.
So if we run really fast, I can triple dash.
You can triple dash. All right, let's roll initiative again. Another wave of zombies comes at you.
Oh, I'm out of spell slots.
They got a 9.
Uh-huh. I got a 6.
14.
20. And this time it is 7.
15.
They're getting bigger, more and more of them.
20.
I create all of the ground in front of us rough terrain.
I got a 9. Can you do that?
Yeah, that's what Mold Earth does.
Oh, okay.
Just make a pit and then we push them all in.
Is that a cantrip that you got?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can make a 5 cubic foot hole.
No, that's actually really good. It'll make it harder for them to get to you, so you can stand back and zap them before they get to you. So that's good. That's a good plan.
Wait, how close together are
they? They rolled a 6 on their initiative. What'd you guys get?
I got a 6.
14.
15.
20.
Okay. How close together are they? Are they 5 feet?
They're in big groups together. So
can 5 cubic feet of dirt just
take out a couple of them?
Oh, you want to like? No, they're too big. It's not like the goblins you fought before. Oh.
No, but like two of them could fit.
Yeah, on the goblins you dropped one of them into a hole.
That's true. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I think two of them did do that.
I think two of them could fit, and then some of them would like trip.
Yeah, so you can trip him up. Yeah, that's what you're going to do, is make it rough terrain and trip him up. Okay, so Skylar, you got a 20, right? So you're going first?
No, I don't have a 20.
Oh, Yarvin got a 20.
So I just make, like, rocks come out of the ground.
What's that? It basically, like, tears up the ground and puts, like, potholes and stuff like that in it. You can make rocks come up out of the ground, like you said.
Oh, it would have to be loose earth for me to...
At this point, there's tons of just rubble and stuff like that. So, I mean, a giant tree house just walked through this street. So,
that's fair.
A bunch of rubble around.
All right, but
you go
first, Yarvin.
No, I throw a hand axe.
All right. Get an 8 or higher.
12.
That hits.
9 damage. Okay. Wait, so could I use my second wind to throw another one? You can use a bonus attack to regain one. Oh, never mind.
Okay. That's again hit points is your second one, right?
It's,
you do have a bonus action. You do have a second attack action that you could do once per short rest, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll throw another axe.
So you throw your other axe?
8.
Okay, that hits just barely.
11.
Okay. Good, that takes him down. And he stays down. Okay, Zophius.
I rolled a nat 20 and dealt, so it's 11 damage.
Okay, Skylar.
I make the ground in front of us rough terrain.
Okay.
More rough than current.
Even more rough. That'll buy you an extra round before they get to you. All right, Turlin.
Firebolt. I got a 7.
Oh, you missed.
Dang it.
First miss.
You get plus 5.
It hits Nicol Bolas.
And plus 4.
Oh. It's Nicol Bolas. Nicol Bolas. Fainted.
Okay.
Finished.
The zombies.
Fizzles right.
The zombies spend,
it hits Nicol Bolas.
Spend their next turn trying to get to you. So, all right. Yarvin, you're up again. But you're out of hand axes to throw.
Do you have crossbow?
Oh, let's see. What equipment do I have?
Oh, it's just barely enough.
I could pick up a crowbar and throw it at him.
you do have a crowbar in your inventory, sure.
Or you could run up anything? And deal do, more damage when you attack.
It would do we would just do 1d4 plus your strength.
Oh, okay. I would just use the warhammer.
Run You'd have to run up and, or you can run up and use the Warhammer.
Run okay. up and hit him, and then I can get sneak attack bonus. And I would have 4 dice.
There you go.
Just you hide behind a boulder, then just jump over
it. I got exactly 8, I think.
Okay, that hits.
9 plus 4 is 13.
Then,
wait, are you running at the max?
Yeah, he runs up to him.
13 damage this time.
10.
Okay. That takes down the one that Zophius was shooting at. And he doesn't quite go down. He's coming back up again. Zophius' turn.
I shoot the one that is not down yet.
All right.
Got a 13 to hit.
That's a hit.
Dealt 13 damage.
And he stays down. All right, Skylar.
I cast Firebolt on one of the Zambies.
Zambi.
12.
Zambi, don't die.
And I got 3 to hit. It's not very good.
No, 3 total? You should have a bonus.
Oh.
It's plus it's 5.
Just 1d10. It's the hit is for... It's just 1d5. I mean, 1d5, 1d10. I don't know.
For Firebolt?
3.
Right, but you got to roll to hit, right?
Yeah.
So you got plus 5.
Well, I'm whatever you rolled. 1d10 this entire time.
No. He rolled an 8.
For the DC.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're talking about damage. Okay. Yeah. You hit him.
I hit him. I sent
13. I see. Okay. What did you do?
Got it. Sorry.
Huh? How much damage? 3?
3, yeah.
Okay, got it. Now we're on the same page.
You got this.
I believe. Okay, Trillin.
They're still at range?
Yes. They could still. You could still keep them at range, or you can charge in there and start
I'll
hitting.
I'll do another fireball.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. It's cocked. I got 5, so 9.
That's a hit. Firebolt, not as good as your mace.
3. Yeah, it's not, but...
Okay.
Hey, we did the same thing.
Good job. Okay, zombie's turn. Unfortunately, there's a bunch right around you, Yarvin.
Why did I charge in again?
Because you wanted to Because
now I get
them.
Sneak attack dice.
Oh, I didn't but know then I die.
Charge Out of 3 round. Of them that attacked you, only 2, only 1 hit you.
Hmm.
But he did 7 damage. Just slammed you. 2 of them will keep coming after you guys. 1 for Turlin. Oh, that's a hit. But it's only 2 damage. And 1 for Zophius. He rolled a 10 to hit you, so that's probably a miss.
Yes.
Oh, I should have had him attack Skylar. Then he could actually miss Skylar once.
It might be a touchscreen.
Miss Skylar once?
Because your armor class is so low that they almost always hit you.
They missed except all but twice.
Oh, nice. Total. Oh, well, good. Okay.
I mean, they My did turn? 5 damage each
and
time.
And we're back to Yarvin's turn.
I swing again. Wait, no. I grab one, throw it at... I grab them and throw it at the others and then run. Wait, are we on like a bridge or something?
No, you're just in the street, but it's like really messed up and there's rubble everywhere.
I throw it at like a boulder or something.
Okay.
Yeah, just gonna boulder.
It's like chuck people around. All right, make a strength roll. Roll high.
9.
Again, not quite. I mean, he rolled really low to not be grappled. So you still grapple him, but you can't really like chuck him very far.
So I just push him, basically?
Yeah, you just push him back.
And then I run towards the others.
Okay. That's one way to disengage. Zophius.
Nat 20.
Oh, again.
So I get 4d6 if it's sneak attack, right?
Yes. Yep, you roll your sneak attack bonus twice, too. Yeah, 4d6, but only plus the ones.
7. 10. 12. 14.
Okay. That takes that one down. Oh, and he gets a 1 on his constitution.
He's like even more dead.
He shrivels up.
Apparently you managed to cut off his head with your bow.
He's so
nice.
He's so dead.
Really,
right
really.
Right through the eyes.
Just right through his eye. Chink. It was the most critical hit you could do.
He is so dead that he comes back alive.
No, like one of those April Fool things, except for real.
Okay, Skylar, there's 4. There's 4 zombies left.
I cast Firebolt.
All right, keep on firebolting.
20 to hit.
That's a hit.
He's so dead that he comes back alive.
Good one. And Turlin.
I'll charge it in this time.
Yep, they're close enough now.
Okay. Smashing
in. In fact, there's one right next to you, so.
I got a 18. Well, I got like a 23.
Yeah.
But yeah. And 5 damage.
5 damage. Got it. Two of them this time attack Yarvin and hit him. And one tries to hit Turlin and misses. The other one is stumbling back over, so he'll be here next round.
Great.
Turlin, you take 3. Yarvin, you take 7. Ooh, you take 10.
I'm dead.
You're down?
Mm-hmm.
Yarvin goes down.
I force him to drink a health potion, just like...
You have to stabilize him. Okay, so you'll start making your saving throws right now.
Fifteen.
Okay, so you're good for a round.
I'm touching my feet, you two.
I'm not.
I'm putting my foot down, and then you move it closer.
Wait,
okay, Zophius.
Would it be like a wisdom dexterity?
No, it's just for your death saving throws, you just roll, and if you get a 10 or higher, so you have a 51% chance of getting it, then you are good. If you roll and you need to do that 3 times before you fail 3 times. If you fail 3 times, then you're dead for good. Somebody needs to get to you and help you out before that happens, though. Zophius, you see Yarvin go down as one of the zombies just grabs him and just slams him down and puts a spear just right into him.
Okay, so I shoot that one.
Okay.
And deal 8 damage.
Deal 8 damage to that one. All right, Skylar.
I'm going to go rush over to him.
Okay.
I guess. I'm not sure. Can I force him to drink a health potion at this point?
Yeah.
Cool. So I rush over to him and then make him drink a health potion.
Okay. So roll 2d4 plus 2.
2d4.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
3. 7 plus 2.
9.
So you have 9 hit points again. Okay, Turlin.
Okay, I'm going to swing away again. The same one.
Okay.
17.
Oh, okay, that's a hit.
And 8 damage.
That kills him. Okay, and he's down for good. Way less than half of these guys have gotten back up. I expected about half of them. Okay, there's 3 left. Two of them, so you ran over, and he's going to try and attack you. He gets a hit, and you take 6 damage.
Dang.
Are you down now?
No.
Okay. Turlin, the other two miss you and Zophius, so they both rolled really crappy.
Nice.
Okay. 1.
Yarvin's turn. Oh, you're at 1? All right.
Maybe
you should borrow Yarvin's healing potion.
5.
Is there a guy right next to you?
Two people that have hit me this last time.
You're on the ground.
5 and a 6.
So you got to stand up. You can't move anywhere else. You just stand up and hit him.
Jack, I give you a health potion before I stand up, and then
wait, would, like, that be a note? Would
that you're, be? You're right next to him because you just gave him one.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I forgot I did that. Okay, I believe you can roll.
16.
That hits.
7.
7 damage. Okay, he is still alive. Skylar, what do you do?
I'm gonna drink the health potion so I don't die.
You could kill this zombie too.
Oh yeah, if
he
hits, sure.
Because he's still right there. So. He just got pounded by
22 to hit.
Okay, you hit him. If you missed, you'd been in big trouble.
8 damage.
8 damage kills him. And oh, he's still rolling around though. Okay. Ah. He's gonna just try and get back up next round.
Can somebody shoot that zombie?
Skylar, Turlin.
Turlin?
Wait, what did Zophius do? Zophius, he skipped you.
Can you shoot the guy that's still up?
No.
There's still 3 guys.
I know.
So.
It's a joke. I can shoot him. 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
6 damage.
Okay.
Oh, nope.
Turlin?
9 damage.
9 damage. And you can get sneak attack because he's right there with you. Or Turlin's right there next to you, too. Yeah, okay, you did that. Got it.
The next closest one.
Okay.
I got a 11 to hit.
That's a hit. 8 or higher is all you need.
And I got 9 damage.
9 damage. He's still alive. That guy gets up and he tries to hit Yarvin. You lucked out.
I'm blocking Jack.
Oh, you're
with my shield.
All right. Well, then he's going to try and hit you. And he gets an 18.
Wait, with my shield?
Yeah, because what's your armor class? 18, right?
Yeah, 18.
Okay.
But with that,
your armor class is part of your shield is part of your armor class.
Yeah, it's part of it. So, but you're blocking really well, and he only does 2 damage. And the other two got a 10 and 11, so they miss both of you.
I use my ability to gain 2 health.
And Zophius?
Wait,
is that a bonus action?
Yeah, it's a bonus
action. Oh, okay, then go ahead and make an attack now. He's reeling. Like, you've already knocked him down once, and he just kind of got back up. His leg is partly broken now.
I'll just Warhammer him.
Okay.
12.
That's a hit.
9.
Oh, he rolled an 18. He's going to get back up again.
Get back up
again. This kid just not going to go down.
Check. Kill that zombie.
Zophius.
Five damage. It's
Skylar. 5 damage. Kills the one that you guys are working on.
Isn't it
he
Jack's
stays
turn?
Down. Now it's Skylar's turn.
Wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
I roll Firebolt, and I got a nat 20.
Okay.
Not sure if that helps.
He rolls a 4 or 2 on his constitution save. He finally goes up in flames.
8 damage.
Yep, that does it.
Just burn him to a crisp.
All right, and Turlin's turn. 1 zombie left.
All right. Swinging at him. 16.
Okay.
And 9 damage.
9 damage. He swings back and gets a crit.
Ooh.
And that does a whopping 5 damage. Worst crit ever.
Ouch.
It's a crit like on your toe. Yeah. Like he hits you right in the boot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in the boot.
And it's like you stubbed your toe when you wake up in the morning. It hurts really bad.
Ooh, that.
But you'll get over it. Okay, Yarvin. There's 1 zombie left. He's over by Turlin now.
I go on charge.
All right.
Is that actually good rules this time?
I get 21.
That's a hit. And
then charge.
My word. 6 damage.
Are you goring him with your horns or are you hitting with your hammer?
I'm goring him with my horns.
All right, great. Okay.
So it does 6.
6? Great. Zophius.
14 to hit, 6 damage.
All right. Are you using daggers? What are you attacking with?
His rapier.
Yeah, my rapier.
Oh, your rapier. Got it. Okay, that takes him down, and he stays down, unmoving, as you cut off his head with your rapier. Chunk.
Can I kick him for fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, why not?
I want to feel accomplished.
Everybody make a perception check.
All right. 13.
12.
Perception?
13. 18.
Okay. Everybody sees it this time because he's just standing right in the middle of the street.
Why do we need perception?
I was just because I like making you roll. Watching you standing in the middle of the street behind where the zombies were at, but just standing there looking around lost with his big one eye is a little gray homunculus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, BJ, are you sure? Right now.
Fibblethip is carrying a little homunculus-sized spear. It's an Egyptian-looking spear, though, like almost like what the the zombies were carrying. But he's holding it in 2 hands, like he doesn't know how to use it or anything like that. He's just kind of carrying it. He's got like one hand wrapped around the top and the other wrapped around the bottom of it, just kind of holding it close. And he's like looking around. And he looks over in the direction of Nicol Bolas and sees him over that way. And he starts like walking in that direction.
You can get him, Fibblethip.
I don't know what to do about this strange little creature.
I want to follow it.
I walk over to him. I check him at Nicol Bolas. Nicol Bolas dies.
We all follow Fibblethip. All
right, you come up next to him. And he like looks up at you a little nervously, like... okay. Hello. And he doesn't. Oh, you got your Nicol Bolas t-shirt.
No.
Right, you got your wrong one.
Oh wait, no, it's at the top.
And he stops and he turns back at you. And Zophius, I guess you are the closest to his height, and obviously seeing the one that likes him the most. He looks at you and he like tries to give you the spear.
Can I try to take the spear?
Yeah.
I take the spear.
Okay. As you take it, it grows a little bit. So where it was little tiny homunculus sized before, now it's goblin sized.
Me. So cute. It's mine now.
I steal it. Oh, gosh.
And make an arcana check. I know you don't have arcana, but...
Oh, I'm pretty good in arcana.
Where are you, arcana?
Plus and everybody can zero. See that it grows as Zophius takes it.
Nine.
Okay. Like, you can tell, oh, this is magical, but you can't really...
Can I make an arcana check?
If you hold it.
I'm not giving it to him.
you gotta ask him. Ask him, hey, can I see that?
You'll have to pay.
Pay what? You stole 50 Xenos. You don't know
that. Yes, we do. We hear the coins.
You stole them while I was carrying him. What do you mean? I've been
wondering what that jingle is.
I heard he had. I already had 150 gold. You guys wouldn't know 50 more.
Yeah.
No, we would.
So, first, let's resolve this. Do you let him hold it? Do you let him hold it?
He has to rent it.
It doesn't make any sense. I'll hold it for like 2 minutes, man. And
then you give it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Free of charge.
All right. So you hand it over, and Skylar, it grows to tiefling size.
Yeah, it does.
And suddenly it's just as tall as you are in your hand. Make an arcana check.
I rolled a 17.
A 17.
Zophius is holding his magical shiv at your kneecap.
You can feel very powerful, powerful magic in this spear. And it, like, almost overwhelming, like more than anything you've ever touched, just filled with every color of magic, in fact.
Every color.
Yeah.
Every color of magic.
Nickel Bowl style.
The Gathering.
Spitting rainbows.
Stop it.
Zophius makes the handed over gesture.
Stop.
I pull them two away, pick up the thing, give it back to
Fibblethip.
He offers it back to me. I get it back. Yes.
Okay.
I don't think you can decide what Fibblethip does.
Oh, you're giving it back to Fibblethip, or you?
No, he stole it.
Because they were fighting, so I pushed them away.
Oh, you pushed them apart.
You technically gave it.
Well, Fibblethip, when
I already
you guys have
his
it,
tendons.
He starts kind of pantomiming and making like little noises. And he starts pantomiming like a robot dance?
Karn?
Which is really weird. Like,
is it Karn?
You've never seen somebody do a robot dance before?
I grabbed the spear and you can't
see
it.
It's not a dance that's very popular in Ravnica.
I gave
right
it back
now.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, and then he starts pointing towards Nicol Bolas and starts
doing this robot dance. Did a robot tell you to stab Nicol Bolas?
So.
Or stab dragon? We don't
or
know.
Or can
I catapult?
How much does Fibblethip?
You could catapult the spear, or you could catapult Fibblethip as well.
I'm not letting you have the spear.
I gave it back.
You don't have catapult anymore, though.
Oh no, I'm out of spell slots.
You've got two sorcerer points, right?
Yeah.
That you can turn into
a spell slot.
So you do have one more spell slot you could use. Anyway.
As long as I hold on to the spear, I'll go with it, right?
No.
What would it do if two people were holding it?
It wouldn't go very far.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't.
Oh, you want to know what size it would get to?
Huh?
I don't know. You're trying
I
to.
Think it would be I grab it with BG, I grab it with Zophius.
No, I run away.
I think it would go.
I kick him
size.
In the
so
legs.
It grows, when you touch it, it grows to minotaur size, and all of a sudden Zophius is up at the top of it. And hanging off the ground a little bit.
Kicking me, trying to kick me.
And he kicks you in the nose.
And I just put him down.
Okay. And then it's Zophius' size again.
17.
Nope.
Oh, that's a hit. One damage.
To kick him in the nose.
No.
You take one
I'm
damage to
he has
your nose.
18 armor class.
It's one temporary damage. It'll wear off soon.
Oh,
but when you drop it, Zophius, the spear goes back down to Zophius' size again. As you guys are looking at the spear, some other stuff in the background starts to happen. You see Gideon on his Pegasus flying towards Nicol Bolas, and he's got this giant black sword. And one of the God Eternals throws his own spear and hits the Pegasus, knocks it out of the air. And Gideon starts to fall when suddenly this giant demon catches him on his back. This giant demon comes swooping down.
Rakdos.
And you recognize from pictures and images and stuff like that, you recognize Rakdos. And he comes swooping in and catches Gideon. And Gideon's riding on his shoulders now as he flies in and finishes, as he comes in towards Nicol Bolas again. Nicol Bolas screams out and attacks and blasts Rakdos, but not before Gideon can leap off of Rakdos with his two hands in the air, grasping the sword, just holding it above his head, and he goes flying through the air and comes down and tries to stab Nicol Bolas right in the chest, and the sword cracks and breaks, and Gideon falls to the ground, and everybody's shocked. Like, everybody watching just lets out this gasp that Gideon failed, and now he's just lying on the ground. You see everybody's pretty much given up now. It seems to be like that was everybody's last chance, and the sword didn't work. It failed.
Oh no.
Triple dash.
And Nicol Bolas just laughs. He howls. And you can hear this laughter, not just in your ears, but in your minds. And he knows that he's won now. The power is just soaking into him.
Oh, jeez.
It's probably the spear, isn't it?
We're going to have to kill him with a spear.
I'd triple dash and Nicol Bolas.
Wait.
How far away is Nicol Bolas?
He's probably a block away. Probably two blocks away, and then he's up on top of his citadel, like that.
Wait, what about the other guild mages? Haven't they?
They're fighting. Everybody's fighting everywhere. So,
like, Niv-Mizzet is, like, there, and
so, like... Well, it's funny you mention that.
Niv-Mizzet is dead.
As you're watching, you see zombies coming after you, four times as many as were there before. And suddenly... They stop.
Niliana, this is the word.
And you look down, you look back down into the plaza, and you can see that Liliana, the person who was commanding them before, is looking over at Gideon. So she's holding her hand up, and she's kind of paused all of the zombies. She's looking around at everybody and seeing all of the destruction around her. And you can tell from here that she's made a choice. And she turns and points her hand at Nicol Bolas, and all of the zombies start moving towards him. In doing so, Nicol Bolas just howls at her, and you can hear how angry he is in your mind, and you can see that she is starting to catch on fire and starting to disintegrate.
Control fire.
I can control
fire. She's so far away. She's, like I said, you're looking kind of downhill. You're up the street and just kind of looking down on the plaza, and you can kind of see all this happening, but you're too far to do anything about her.
But it's magical fire. I can't do anything about
that. We don't know that.
She is starting to burn up when from behind her, you see somebody get up off the ground, and it's Gideon who fell down before. And he goes up and he touches her and grabs her shoulder, and you can see some kind of white light passing from him over to her. And all of the flames and stuff like that, everything that's happening to her starts to spread down his arm. And this white light is protecting her. But he starts to burn and then turns into ash and disappears. But she remains, and she's now glowing in this white light. And she's got this purple light that's controlling all the zombies and pushing them back towards. And you can see even the God Eternal zombies are turning towards Nicol Bolas as well. Suddenly behind you, you feel a great gush of wind, and you hear this pressing into your ears, and then a big thump behind you.
And Fibblethip's biggest brother.
Fibblethip's biggest brother. Behind you has landed a giant red dragon.
I was sure for that.
Is it reborn?
And
Niv-Mizzet reborn?
It is Niv-Mizzet. Clearly you've seen Niv-Mizzet before. He lands behind you and he says, I believe that in order for this to be more effective against Nicol Bolas, it will need to be slightly larger.
Aww.
Perhaps four times as large. And he picks it up with two little claws. He picks it up out of your hands.
Can I come with you? I hold on and then like scurry up his arm.
Do you want to hop on his back? Head. All right, you hop on his back.
I go up too.
You want to ride on his back too? Is it one of you? So you're close. Okay.
Oh. Zophius. No, I'm Nizzet Gil.
Yeah, okay. Zophius knows.
As I go up,
the spear grows to dragon length. The spear grows to dragon size, and Niv-Mizzet leaps up into the air and flies directly as these giant god zombies are coming at Nicol Bolas. He flies right behind him and spears him in the back, which allows these zombies to grab him. And you see all of the sparks that he's absorbed start to flow out of him. Nicol Bolas turns and he whips at Niv-Mizzet with his tail and knocks him back 3 blocks away. And make a dexterity save. Let's see how much damage.
22.
Okay, you hang on to him, but you get knocked out as you crash down.
That's fine.
But he doesn't land on top of you or anything like that.
Yes. Goes through so a lower
window. You're unconscious. Yeah. But the rest of you see all of these sparks flow out of Nicol Bolas and then just explode.
They all flow into Zophius, and Zophius explodes.
And then no one.
Is there anything we can do at this point, or are we just sitting watching and observing?
At this point, you're just observing. Nicol Bolas explodes into a big flash of light, and yeah, all of the zombies at this point just collapse. The portal's gone now, and everything is quiet for just a moment, and then a giant cheer goes up all over the city.
Yay, we won.
So exciting. Kids and people are coming out of buildings shouting in joy. Soldiers and people are celebrating, waving swords around. What are you guys doing to celebrate? How do you feel? How does Skylar feel?
Firebolts everywhere.
Firebolts everywhere. Finger guns.
Yeah.
You're still knocked out.
I couldn't do anything else, so I get sleep. Yeah.
So what does Yarvin do?
I start doing push-ups. No.
One.
Survival of the fittest.
After a long rest, or like before it, can I do push-ups to make my strength higher?
If you do that for a year, then it'll get higher.
It'll what go about one up?
Okay,
one point.
And how did the dwarves celebrate?
You pull out
breaking out the tankard, and
you pull out a
tankard.
You,
the mead.
You pull out a tankard from your beard.
Yeah, had it there the whole time.
All right.
GG.
As Nicol Bolas dies, you see many of the planeswalkers disappear and fade away in flashes of light. That next day, as people wake up. People have been celebrating all night, and that next day the celebration gets even bigger. In the morning, you see everybody has come to the Grand Plaza. People are climbing around on the tree on Vita Gazi that's fallen down. They're all over the buildings. They're celebrating on like they've got the broken head from the statue of Nicol Bolas, and they're parading that around and throwing stuff at it. Rakdos entertainers are juggling and
throwing fire knives
throwing fire and everything through the air, fire knives through the air. And it's just a giant party. As you make your way around the party, you see down by where the chambers of the Guild Pact, you see that
Nicol Bolas.
You see Niv-Mizzet there, and he's talking to Jace and several other planeswalkers. And you can sense that somehow the Guild Pact has passed from Jace to Niv-Mizzet now. And he now embodies the living Guild Pact.
Reborn.
And he is kind of leading this council and he's giving some orders. And he does so. And you see some of the planeswalkers just disappear. Boom, boom, boom. And then he turns his attention to you four. And he says, and he walks over, through the crowd over to where you're at. And he looks at you and he says, I believe that I owe a great debt of gratitude to you. Without you and what you did, we would not have been able to defeat Nicol Bolas. I am very, very appreciative. And I will keep my eye out for you in the future.
We can't take him down now, guys.
I don't think we ever could.
He'll be the like last physically. After we've turned on everyone else, it'll finally be Nicol Bolas.
We should do like an evil campaign.
It misses its turn. That would be fun.
So he says, Yarvin, Skylar, Zophius, Turlin, come and meet with me when the chambers of the Guild Pact are rebuilt, and I will have quite the adventure for you ahead.
Skylar's just fangirling.
Which one's the Boros Guild?
Skylar's just fangirling.
Skylar's just fangirling. I am a guy. I'm I know, sorry.
It's like, an action.
Like, I can fanboy.
No.
Fangirl.
The action of fangirling.
You, fangirl. All right,
and that's it for tonight.
Excellent.
We got a long rest, right?
Yes, now you'll get a long rest.
Yay.
I got an even longer rest.
Hey, I was at one. Yarvin died. You're welcome for that, by the way.
Do we gain XP? We killed a lot of zombies.
You did kill a lot of zombies. You're about halfway to level 3. So.
Oh.
Good job. All right, well, thanks for playing.
I think actually out of us.
Say goodbye, everybody.
What's your strength?
Have a good night.
14.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Good night.
Bye. Hello.
What are we? What's happening?
Goodbye, everybody. See you next time. All right. Hey, Scott.
Hello, Ryan.
Oh, wait. Normally I say, thanks for sticking around.
Hey, no problem.
Today we have Scott here with us. I really appreciate him joining us and sticking around. So we're actually recording this a little bit after. What do you remember from your first episode where we did the War of the Spark storyline stuff? You kind of just got thrown into stuff.
Oh yeah, that day, yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I was not prepared for what I was getting myself into.
So what was it like? Now, let me give it a little bit of history of why I'm excited to play with Scott again. Scotty is 10 years younger than me. When I was playing with my friend in high school, you would have been 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And around 19 years old, that's probably when you joined us for a few sessions of the Star Wars role-playing game.
Yeah.
But you used to hang out with us while we were playing in our front room or whatever, and just
always be looking at the player's handbook guide.
Yeah.
Checking out the weapons section.
Cool. So how was that for you as a kid playing role playing games, playing with people who are older? And how did that turn you into somebody who still plays World of Warcraft and 40K? And what you do now?
Definitely instilled like a good, I don't know, just because you guys were never like, oh no, like your little brother, it can't be like here, like get out of here. Like you're not like, you can't just like hang out here with us, you know, and listen in, whatever, you know, like you guys were never that way. So it's also like, I guess helped me not be that way too in the like big like 40K community that we have. It's just easier to like for new players to be like welcomed with open arms rather than like shunned and or just like, oh, like this new person, like they don't know the rules, like I don't have time to teach them, like type of thing. That's just not helpful.
That's good. I'm glad you had a good experience with it.
Yeah.
I had some good friends too, and they were nice to people. And that's something that's really important. You mentioned like in the community where we're at that it's good to be nice and welcoming to people who are new to it. Otherwise the culture, the game doesn't survive without other players.
Yeah.
And people drop out all the time and you need to have new people join in. This is a renewing environment where you have to have a culture of people coming in and being nice to them, and especially is good.
Yeah.
So that's good. I know that some people don't have a good experience. it's often awkward for people who are first getting into it to try and figure out all the rules and everything too. Yeah. And it's just super.
Yeah. It's good. It's
awkward.
Yeah. It's always good to like really lay into them that like, there's no like wrong question.
Sure.
About like a rule or something. Like if you feel like you could, like, that's what I love about D&D too. It's more like open to interpretation. Like if you want to try something, then sure, try
yeah,
it. There's, you know, no like reason to yeah, die. Yeah. Like I remember back in high school playing in a campaign and we were trying to like break into this like gang stronghold that they were in. And somehow I rolled really good numbers to throw a grappling hook to the roof, climb to the roof, and then scaled. Like I can't remember what character I was playing. I think I was playing another dwarf cleric at the time.
Of course. You got to stick with what you know.
Yeah, but I rolled really good. Or is my human fighter? I can't remember. But like I rolled really good to like rappel down and like smash through the window.
Yeah.
And it's just moments like that that are just make it great. Because like when you roll it really good, or even when you do it really bad,
yeah,
it
just makes turn into funny.
Yeah, it just makes it into a comical thing.
Those turn into great experiences too. For sure. So I'll just share this and then we'll get back to our regular tips and things. But again, I'm glad that Scott's here, excited to have him for as many episodes as he wants to stick around for. And I think he's a great influence on the kids, that they can get another adult's experience working with them. And you've been great to let them kind of take the lead on a lot of things too.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. One of my favorite things, and I don't know if you remember this, but I mentioned at the very beginning, this annoying droid that you played. And the reason that it was annoying was that you role played your prime directives so well that there were, I can't remember exactly what we were trying to run away from, but your droid's job was to try and get some information out of a computer, and you would not, and we were getting attacked by stormtroopers and we were going to get blown up. And you're like, hang on, I am not done yet.
I almost got it.
And you role played it like just perfectly. And it was amazing. And we're sitting there just trying to get you to go and trying to save all of us at the same time. And here you are at 9 years old doing a little droid voice and telling us all to just hold our horses. And it was pretty awesome to, we all expected you just to like listen to what we were telling you to do, but
yeah.
No, you were fully immersed into what you were supposed to be doing. And it was amazing. It was a great experience. So glad that you can be here to share some good experiences with my boys, and I'm excited for it.
I'm glad I can too.
Thanks.
It's fun.
All right. Well, thanks everybody. We appreciate you listening. Happy to talk to you on Twitter at Dads and Dragons, or look us up on Instagram for some pictures. And if you liked the episode so far, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. We appreciate those as well. And we will see you next week. Thanks.
Yeah. Keep coming back. Good times.